This morning, we're continuing a series suggested to us by our general church, a series of prayer and action around racial justice. And we have daily prayers that go along with this series that you can pick up out in the lobby on the table by the elevator. This morning, we turn our attention to hope. And our scripture comes from Job chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root grows old in the earth, and its stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's ridiculous to hope. At least it may seem that way to Job. After all, he has the right to not see any hope in the moment. He's lost just about everything there is to lose. His animals, his property, even his children. And then after all that, he loses his health. So there he is, alone, in grief, with nothing to his name and covered in sores. It would seem to most of us to be a hopeless situation. Everything is bad. And then Job's three friends show up and offer pretty terrible advice for a while. Then Job gets a chance to talk. And within his words and his prayers are these few words. And somehow, despite everything pointing elsewhere, despite all that Job has been through, he has hope. There Job is, proclaiming hope, talking about how there is still hope even when a tree has been cut down to the stump, that something new might sprout, talking about how even the scent of water will cause a bud to produce new branches. Plants are tenacious, Job knows, just like humans. Now, I know this must be true, but I personally can't keep any plants alive, so I had to talk to some more green-thumbed friends this week to learn more about this, and turns out it's true. Plants can overcome a lot, which made me feel a lot worse about my gardening skills, but a lot better about hope. Perhaps you've had the experience of trying to get rid of a plant that just keeps coming back. My friends told me this week about how they've been trying to get rid of some snow on the mountain in their flower beds for 6 years. Every year they pull it all out, or so they think, and every spring it just comes back. Then I remembered one summer at my previous church, we had a tomato plant grow in a tiny strip of dirt in our parking lot. It produced real live tomatoes that we ate. You've seen it. I know you have. Against all odds, something growing. A new sprout, a new bud, growing out of the stump. Plants are tenacious, just like humans. And Job has seen it too. And so he proclaims hope, that yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. All you need is one small scent of hope. Now you might say, well, that's not really true about plants. Plants need actual water to grow, not just the scent of water. But I learned this week that there are actually some plants that will smell humidity in the air, and if they're not getting any water, they'll grow their roots out of the ground into the scent of the humid air. All it takes is a scent of water for a plant to grow. All it takes is the scent of hope for God's goodness, love, and justice to grow. And so Job can have hope even in the midst of despair because he smells hope. He smells hope from those three friends who, despite their bad advice, still show up and sit with Job and offer their presence. He smells hope from his relationship with God, who he trusts to be with him and love him no matter what. And so even when it seems ridiculous to hope, Job has hope. He He smells hope like a plant smells water. Plants are tenacious, and so are humans. And it takes some tenacity to hope. It's ridiculous to hope. At least it might seem that way to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. After all, he had the right not to see any hope in the moment. It's 1963, and Dr. King has been working for justice for a long time. It's been 8 years since Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus. It's been 4 years since he resigned at the church he was serving as pastor to work on civil rights full time. He's been arrested and jailed multiple times. And here he is leading a march on Washington. Over 100,000 people have turned out, but it still seems ridiculous that Dr. King would have much hope for change and justice and civil rights to come. And yet somehow, despite everything pointing elsewhere, despite all that Dr. King has been through, he has hope. There's Dr. King proclaiming hope. In the midst of his speech to the gathered crowd, after Mahala Jackson shouts out, "Tell him about the dream," Dr. King tells about his dream of hope. He tells the crowd in part, quoting some scripture, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places shall be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together." He goes on to say, "This is our hope. This is the faith I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discourse of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day." And Dr. King has seen it, so he proclaims hope. All it takes is a scent of water for a plant to grow. All it takes is a scent of hope for God's goodness, love, and justice to grow. And so Dr. King can have hope because even in the midst of despair, he smells hope. Hope that one day God's justice will prevail. Hope that one day, as he says, children will be judged not on the color of their skin, but the content of their character. He smells hope in the crowd gathered. He smells hope in the community that's working for justice with him. And he himself smells like hope. In his work for justice and the way that he fights for those who can't fight for themselves. And the way that he puts his trust in God. And so even when it seems ridiculous to hope, Dr. King has hope. He smells hope like a plant smells water. Plants are tenacious, and so are humans. And it takes some tenacity to hope. It's ridiculous to hope. At least it might seem that way to us. After all, we have the right to not see any hope in the moment. We have situations in our own individual lives that may seem absent of hope. And then we look out into our world, or we watch the news, or we get on Facebook, and there just doesn't seem to be anything hopeful. We see too much division, despair, hurt, loss, destruction, and pain in our world. It's ridiculous to believe that God is somehow still bringing goodness and love. And yet somehow, despite everything pointing elsewhere, despite all that we've been through, we have hope. Here we are proclaiming hope, proclaiming that we believe that God is still at work, that God is still bringing goodness and love and justice to this world and to our lives, proclaiming that we believe in a God who can bring a new sprout to cut down trees and new buds to that which seems dead. This, I think, this insistence on hope is really what makes us different as people of faith. We may say that it's our love or our service or our community, But I'm wondering more and more if what might distinguish the church in this day and age is our hope. That when everything around us says that the world is falling apart and things are getting worse, we proclaim hope. That instead of giving in to the division and the destruction and the despair of our world, we proclaim hope. That instead of perpetuating racism or violence or oppression, we perpetuate hope. You've seen it. I know you have. Against all odds, something new is growing. A new sprout, a new bud, growing out of the stump. Plants are tenacious, just like humans. And we've seen it too, and so we proclaim hope, that yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. All it takes is a scent of hope for God's goodness, love, and justice to grow. We smelled hope this week at VBS as kids gathered each morning and heard of a God who loves them, no matter what, a God who is always with them, a God who provides hope. We smelled hope this week at VBS as we witnessed kids who are so good at being joy and hope to each other and to our volunteers. We smell hope as we pray together over these last few weeks, our daily prayers, this week as we pray prayers of hope. We smell hope as we hear stories of those of you here in our church who have opened your hearts and your lives to working for justice and goodness, to listening to others' stories, to educating yourselves, to speaking up against injustice. We smell hope like a plant smells water. Plants are tenacious, and so are humans. And it takes some tenacity to hope. And as we smell hope, we also seek to smell like hope for others. We can be the scent of water for a new bud to grow. We can be the scent of hope for others. We do that by showing up to offer the scent of hope to others. That's why we gather as a community, so that others can smell our hope. That's why we show up when others are going through times of despair and hopelessness, much like Job's friends do, so that we can smell like hope to them. We can be the scent of hope for others. We do that by offering words of hope. What if even for 1 week, or even for 1 day, you committed to offering words of hope? Perhaps your words of hope in your online post and be the smell of hope in that way. Or maybe if you find yourself in a situation or a conversation that needs some hope, you be the one to offer those words. That the world is not actually hopeless, but that God is at work. Because even when it seems ridiculous to hope, we have hope. We smell hope like a plant smells water. Plants are tenacious, and so are humans. And it takes some tenacity to hope. I want to close this morning with one of the prayers from our daily prayers. This one is written by Reverend Michael Parker II, who I actually went to seminary with, so that's why I picked his. And he is now the pastor of Journey United Methodist Church in Temple Hills, Maryland. Let's pray. God of all hope and of all people, in a world that makes it so easy to do so, we choose not to disbelieve. We choose not to distrust. We choose not to doubt nor be clothed voluntarily in fear. We choose not to be discouraged. We choose not to live, rest, nor harbor in the shores of despair. Our history with you, God of all possibilities, is one full of example after example of your unmatched ability, moment after moment of your endless power, and encounter after encounter with your boundless grace. Even in the deserts we know to be everyday life, our hope is in you, water of life, and we know that there is hope for us. There's hope for the weary and the misunderstood. There's hope for the marginalized and the victimized. Certainly, you have no desire to leave us here. You are our light at the end of the tunnel, and yet our constant companion along the way. We trust that where you are leading us will make us look, act, and smell more like you. As a tree is reliant even upon the smell of water to activate its growth, we are reliant upon you, Holy God, for what we will activate in us that makes us more like you. In the name of the one who is our hope, we pray. Amen.